From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
95 degrees in Lawrence. It's 97 in Topeka. The time is 3:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more information has now come out after an altercation between the Trump campaign staff and an official at Arlington National Cemetery that happened on Monday. Also in this next half hour, more people are being evicted in the Wichita area. Eviction filings in Sedgwick County have gone up, hitting a five-year high last year.
A lot of the people we help are on fixed income. They only make like $900 a month. And we've seen their rents increase from like $300 and $400 a month to $500 and $600 a month. And it really is putting some significant constraints on their income.
Coming up on KPR, a conversation with landlords, tenants, nonprofits, and housing experts about the rise in eviction filings and what it means for Wichita. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
The Last and Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms is performed by the BBC Philharmonic Friday evening on KPR. It's my favorite. Don't tell anybody. It's balanced by the outpouring of joy that is Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Join us for the BBC Brahms Friday evening at 7 on KPR 1.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 95 degrees in Lawrence, 98 in Manhattan. It is 3:30.
Was visiting grave sites this week of the soldiers who died in the Afghanistan withdrawal 3 years ago. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas has seen 8 hospitals close since 2015. Now more than 90 hospitals in the Sunflower State are at risk of closing. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform keeps track of rural hospitals in danger of closing. KSNT reports that Kansas accounts for 8% of the nation's at-risk rural hospitals. The last hospital to close down was in Harrington last October. Residents in that area now need to travel more than 20 miles to receive emergency care. The Kansas Hospital Association says expanding Medicaid would help many rural hospitals survive. Governor Laura Kelly has also pushed Medicaid expansion as a way to help rural hospitals. So far, state lawmakers have refused. People could get access to a new COVID vaccine as early as next week. Zach Perez has more on the latest shot being used to combat new strains of the virus.
The FDA is recommending the new vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The new shot is meant to target the KP2 strain of the virus, which is thought to have fueled this summer's surge in cases. Many pharmacies are offering appointments on a walk-in basis, but you can also schedule appointments online with large retail pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens. People insured by Medicare, Medicaid, and many private plans can receive the shot for free, but may be charged a fee depending on where they get it. Federally qualified health centers like KC Care can give the shot for free to uninsured and underinsured residents. I'm Zach Perez.
The University of Kansas Jayhawks open their football season tomorrow night in an unfamiliar place, Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff has more on how much that's actually going to cost KU.
KU will play its first two home games at Children's Mercy Park while a $450 million renovation of Memorial Stadium on campus continues. The first game is against Lindenwood University from St. Charles, Missouri. Playing at Children's Mercy Park will cost KU $250,000 a game in rent and operation expenses, according to the contract obtained with the Kansas Open Records Act. Sporting KC will retain all food and parking revenue, and KU will pay for any damage to the field. The rest of KU's home games will be played at Arrowhead. KU has yet to fulfill that Open Records request. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Kansas City Royals lost this afternoon to the Cleveland Guardians 7-5. That means the Guardians now have sole possession of first place in the American League Central Division. The loss snapped Kansas City's seven-game road winning streak, but their three wins in this series against the Guardians clinched the season tiebreaker over Cleveland. The Royals now travel to Houston for a four-game series against the American League West leading Astros. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, slight chance of showers and storms. Still humid. Highs tomorrow in the lower 90s. There's a 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the upper 60s. It's 3:35.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Eviction filings in Sedgwick County rose last year, continuing a trend that started in 2021. KMUW's Celia Hack spoke with landlords, tenants, nonprofits, and housing experts about why eviction filings haven't stopped going up since the pandemic.
Landlord Con Kim win $100 deposit.
I went to a couple of churches and called to places to see if they would help me with the rent or the deposit, and they're out of funds. And I don't know what I'm going to do now because where I'm at now, I can't be here anymore.
I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can get help 24 hours a day by calling or texting 988. This story comes to us through the Kansas News Service, a collaboration of media outlets across the region, including Kansas Public Radio. You will find more stories online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour news headlines, we're going to talk a bit about the upcoming first presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Also get the latest from Venezuela. What's ahead for that nation 1 month after a disputed presidential election? All coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Partly cloudy tonight, humid with a low in the lower 70s. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
95 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Topeka, 97 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
And to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we'll look back at the five times NPR has interviewed Kamala Harris since she was elected vice president. What could be gathered from those conversations? We will also get you the latest on the chief executive officer of Telegram. You know that he turned up in France and he was arrested. Well, he's now been indicted. Bobby Allen will tell us what's going on. Coming up on KPR.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Looking for a vacation? Want to head off to the cool mountains? You can take that vacation tonight with Destiny on Evening Classical, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. You'll be spending an evening in the mountains with Edvard Grieg. You can imagine that you're skiing in the Italian Alps with Mendelssohn. We'll also take a trip to Egypt and Arabia with Tchaikovsky, Strauss, and Princess Scheherazade. All coming your way tonight on Evening Classical with Destiny. Again, that's on our KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24-7 Walk-In Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
Support for
a collection of his recordings is available for the first time in decades. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. All the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. 94 degrees in Emporia, 95 in Abilene, 93 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
Under the victim's fingernails. Martin Costi, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas has seen 8 hospitals close since 2015. Now more than 90 hospitals in the Sunflower State are at risk of closing. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform keeps track of rural hospitals that are in danger of closing. KSNT reports that Kansas accounts for 8% of the nation's at-risk rural hospitals. The last hospital to close down was in Harrington last October. Residents in that area now need to travel more than 20 miles to receive emergency care. The Kansas Hospital Association says expanding Medicaid would help many rural hospitals survive. Governor Laura Kelly has also pushed Medicaid expansion as a way to help rural hospitals. So far, state lawmakers have refused. Experts say it could be one of the busiest Labor Day weekends ever for travelers taking to the skies or to the roads. Overall travel costs are down 2% from last year. Sean Stewart with AAA of Kansas says lower prices at the pump have more families traveling. The average gas price in Kansas is $3.06 a gallon. That is 51 cents lower than a year ago and 30 cents less than the national average.
A lot of people like to head out to the lakes or maybe, you know, shoot out to Colorado for a long weekend and just get in some of that last enjoyment of the summer.
TSA officials expect to screen more than 17 million people over the holiday weekend as Labor Day caps what has been a record-breaking summer for air travel.
The University of Kansas Jayhawks open their football season tomorrow night in an unfamiliar place, Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff has more on how much that's costing KU.
KU will play its first two home games at Children's Mercy Park while a $450 million renovation of Memorial Stadium on campus continues. The first game is against Lindenwood University from St. Charles, Missouri. Playing at Children's Mercy Park will cost KU $250,000 a game in rent and operation expenses, according to the contract obtained with the Kansas Open Records Act. Sporting KC will retain all food and parking revenue, and KU will pay for any damage to the field. The rest of KU's home games will be played at Arrowhead. KU has yet to fulfill that Open Records request. I'm Sam Zeff.
Support for NPR's.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition on your KPR stations, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Both KPR 1 and KPR 2, we simulcast during our news magazine shows.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, Israel's military has launched one of its biggest operations, including airstrikes on multiple cities in the West Bank. We will get you the latest. Plus, wildfires have burned more than 1.5 million acres of cattle country in Oregon this year. Very underreported story. So NPR seeks to address that problem. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Humid conditions tonight, lows in the lower 70s, slight chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s.
This is All Things KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 70s tonight, but still very humid. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain, still humid, highs in the lower 90s. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
At ajws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Natalie Parker, launching her new horror novel, Come Out, Come Out, on August 28th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
95 degrees in Lawrence, 96 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. In our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines. We will learn about the Israeli government purchasing ads on Google. Some of these ads lead users to false information about UNRWA, which is the leading humanitarian aid provider in Gaza. An investigative report coming right up on that. Then we will talk about evictions, particularly in the Wichita area. Evictions in Sedgwick County have gone up and hit a five-year high last year. What is going on? Celia Hack decided to find out. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Who says you can't watch radio? Right now at the KPR website, you will find video of many live performances that we have broadcast in the past, including musicians from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and Latitude 39, available in bite-sized segments, absolutely free. It's at live.kansaspublicradio.org. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Humid conditions tomorrow with a chance of rain and highs in the lower 90s. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence.
This is NPR News.
In the 1940s and 50s, Paul Robeson was one of the most famous black men in the world. He was a star athlete who became a lawyer and then a renowned actor, activist, and singer.
He was singing to people, which made his political positions so much more enticing.
Now a new collection of his recordings is available for the first time in decades. Hear more on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. National, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
NPR News, I'm Cassidy Arena in Lincoln.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. People could get access to a new COVID vaccine as early as next week. Zach Perez has more on the latest shot being used to combat new strains of the virus.
The FDA is recommending the new vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The new shot is meant to target the KP2 strain of the virus, which is thought to have fueled this summer's surge in cases. Many pharmacies are offering appointments on a walk-in basis, but you can also schedule appointments online with large retail pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens. People insured by Medicare, Medicaid, and many private plans can receive the shot for free, but may be charged a fee depending on where they get it. Federally qualified health centers like KC Care can give the shot for free to uninsured and underinsured residents. I'm Zach Perez.
Experts say it could be one of the busiest Labor Day weekends ever for travelers taking to the skies or to the roads. Overall travel costs are down 2% from last year. Sean Stewart with AAA of Kansas says lower prices at the pump have more families traveling. The average gas price in Kansas is $3.06 a gallon. That's 51 cents lower than a year ago and 30 cents less than the national average.
A lot of people like to head out to the lakes or maybe, you know, shoot out to Colorado for a long weekend and just get in some of that last enjoyment of the summer.
TSA officials expect to screen more than 17 million people over the holiday weekend as Labor Day caps what has been a record-breaking summer for air travel. The University of Kansas Jayhawks open their football season tomorrow night in an unfamiliar place, Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Seff has more on how much that's going to cost KU.
KU will play its first two home games at Children's Mercy Park while a $450 million renovation of Memorial Stadium on campus continues. The first game is against Lindenwood University from St. Charles, Missouri. Playing at Children's Mercy Park will cost KU $250,000 a game in rent and operation expenses, according to the contract obtained with the Kansas Open Records Act. Sporting KC will retain all food and parking revenue, and KU will pay for any damage to the field. The rest of KU's home games will be played at Arrowhead. KU has yet to fulfill that Open Records request. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Kansas City Royals lost this afternoon to the Cleveland Guardians 7-5. That means the Guardians now have sole possession of first place in the American League Central Division. That loss snapped Kansas City's seven-game road winning streak, but their three wins in this series clinched the season tiebreaker over the Guardians. The Royals now travel to Houston for a four-game series against the American League West leading Astros. Partly cloudy skies tonight, humid with a low in the lower 70s. Slight chance of showers and storms tomorrow, still humid, highs in the lower 90s. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5:35.
They have that main character energy, and Priya Natarajan has long been one of their number one champions. Emily Kwong, NPR News.
This story is a part of Shortwave series Space Camp about our changing universe. Check out the podcast to learn more. Special thanks also to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, home of Space Camp.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Eviction filings in Sedgwick County rose last year. That continues a trend that started in 2021. KMUW's Celia Hack spoke with landlords, tenants, nonprofits, and housing experts about why eviction filings haven't stopped going up since the pandemic.
Landlord Con Kim Nguyen.
If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can get help 24 hours a day by calling or texting 988. This story came to us through the Kansas News Service, a collaboration of media outlets across the region, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more stories online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then the debate over the upcoming debate. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are preparing to face off in a debate. There's discussion and drama behind the scenes. We'll let you know what it's all about coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, offering first-run indie films, repertory screenings, concerts, karaoke, trivia, and more. Current listings and event schedule at libertyhall.net or the box office at the corner of 6th and Mass in downtown Lawrence.
95 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Topeka, 93 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 6.
The investigators, the curious, it's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about 60 seconds. The time is 6 o'clock.